Welcome, Mr. Hyatt.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Welcome good. Back to Lexington. Have you kept track of how many times you've been to this town?
It's been a few, you know, between visits and gigs. I've been up here some.
When's the last time you played in town? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, you're taxing a 60-year-old man's memory there. I don't know.
Well, then we'll hold off on this kind of question.
It wasn't that long ago, I don't think.
And you got a brand new record that we are going to be playing songs off of as the time goes by here, called Mystic Pinball. But you say you're going to play something live for us right now.
Yeah, sure.
What is this?
This is called Blues Can't Even Find Me. World is closing in on me. I don't know what to do. I can't see the big picture anymore. If there's even one to view. Wife keeps pushing buttons. Spent all day staring at a little screen. Well, I'm feeling invisible. Blues can't even find me. I wish I had a name for feeling nothing. Wish I still had my old address, where anyone could come on over and just put me in a mess. Now I'm telling everybody when we'll be taking our next breath. Blues can't even find me. Like we never even met. With the kids in back, and only me to talk it out with. Yeah, it used to be like that. Now there's 50 people in the car, and the kids are grown. And I hear her side 50 times, talking on her cell phone. Now we're just so lonely, there's no turning back. It's virtually impossible, but I can live with that. But I wouldn't want it on this train wreck. I wouldn't want to be on this last day. Blues can't even find me. All I know to do is wait. The blues can't even find me. All I know to do is wait.
That's live John Hyatt on Rockin' Roots from 91.3 WKY, and that is called Blues Can't Even Find Me. It appears on the new record that is, if it's not in stores yet, it's going to be real darn soon, called Mystic Pinball. And another fine song, John.
Thank you, sir. Actually, yeah. It's coming September 25th.
There you go.
I thought I saw a couple of bats fly out of my throat when I was singing that one.
Man, you are one prolific songwriter, John. You know, you've been doing it for how many years now?
Oh, you know, a couple, two, three.
It's a couple, no. couple of minutes.
And 35, I think.
35 years. Yeah. You know, you've got a reputation, man. You are like the songwriter's songwriter.
I've been told I got a bad reputation.
You're up there with people like Bob Dylan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No.
I hold you. I hold you way up there,
well,
buddy.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. You know, you've been covered by now. Correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm looking at a list, and you know, I believe everything I get on the internet. By the way, you know,
me too.
Bonnie Raitt, Ronnie Millsap's covered you. Dr. Feelgood.
Oh my God! You know what? I forgot about them. They were a great band.
Let's see, the Neville Brothers covered you. That sounds like a natural. It says here Bob Dylan covered you.
Yeah, you know he made this movie. I can't even remember the name of it. And back in those days, it went straight to VHS. tape, but yeah, I don't think it ever got into the theaters. And he cut a song of mine called "The Usual." Mm-hmm. Originally, he actually called me up to ask me if I could.
Really?
Yeah, man, it was so freaky. Bob
would say would be freaky.
Yeah, I mean, I'd met him a couple of times, but he talks just like you'd think, and really nice guy. And he asked me to write a couple songs, and I wrote them, and they were bad Bob Dylan songs, and he realized that right away, and so he chose to cut another song of mine.
Hey, you know, let's see. It also says Iggy Pop covered you.
Yeah,
that was really thrill. Talk about it, an unexpected coincidence there.
You know, he's a wonderful guy. We had dinner one time together, and we talked about his favorite thing to do is to vacuum. I love that.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
He loves to vacuum. We don't want to know any more than that. No. But he loves to vacuum.
But he's always got his shirt off when he does it. You know?
Probably so.
And, okay, here's one that I want to know something, a little bit something about. It says here that, Three Dog Night covered Sure As I'm Sitting Here.
Yeah.
What, can you play just a little bit of that? What, okay. You remember? Can you remember that one, John?
You get up. You get down, you get lost, and then you get found. Sure as I'm sitting here, sure as I'm sitting here.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah, man. It was cool. It was on Hanging Around the Observatory, which was, I think, that was my first record.
Hmm. So we've been obviously everybody knows your music, including all the other musicians that are trying to write as well and as prolifically as you.
Oh man!
You know what's up with this? I mean, you just cannot stop. You've got this new record here called Mystic Pinball, and it hasn't even been a year since your last record came out.
Well, no, it's been about a year.
About a year.
This one's
but still,
this one hits the store September 25th. But you know, it's just. You said it. I can't stop. I mean, that's pretty much it.
You know, and I was listening to you sing this brand new song, Blues Can't Even Find Me. All I Know to Do Is Wait.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I love this line, Wish I Had a Name for Feeling Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's just, you know, living, like I say.
Yeah.
And it just
yeah.
comes to you.
It's hard to come up
with. How long does it take you to, you know, come up with an idea all the way to completion?
You know, it just depends. You know, sometimes I'll get up in the morning. I'll have usually it's music that comes almost all the time. It's music that comes first. So if I got a riff or a couple of chords put together, and I start singing a little melody that I like, then usually the words will start coming if I just get out of the way. You know,
any interesting, funny Steve Earle stories you want to tell us about Steve Earle? Because
he's hilarious.
He said he wouldn't come because he doesn't have a new record. He's not in new record mode.
Bless his heart. Well, he's a great guy, man. And you talk about a songwriter. My God, he's one of my heroes for sure. I mean, he's just amazing.
Talk about that for just a second. Who do you put up there on the pedestal? Who's your
him?
Who do you follow? Who do you admire?
There's just so many. I mean. One of my favorite all-time songwriters was Willie Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wrote so many great blues songs.
New people? Anything catching
you? Oh, you know, I'm so out of the loop.
I was going to say, you know, you're so busy writing your own and performing your own music.
I'm so lazy in terms of paying attention to folks. And it's terrible. I should be better at that. But Oberst. I like his songwriting.
Connor Oberst? So you haven't heard Call Me Maybe? Then yet you haven't heard that song.
I don't know, but you know I appreciate a great pop.
I'm telling you,
I love that.
It's the song of the summer, man.
Is it? Well, see, I haven't. Yeah. That shows you.
Your kids are obviously grown and gone, right?
Well, pretty much. So 24 is the youngest.
Yeah.
But she and I will, you know, she listens to all kinds of music, and then she and I will admit to each other when we're in the car that we like Taylor Swift. So, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Why not?
The girl's got something going on.
Talent is talent, buddy. So you and Steve Earle tonight, you got a full band, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the combo.
Okay.
Guys have played on the new record pretty
and,
much.
And the two of you on stage at the same time, or are you going to be switching off?
We switch off. It's he does a set, I do a set.
And you get up and play songs together?
Well, you know, we haven't figured that out yet. So, and our sets are so short, we're being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
We're being greedy. We got an hour and 5 minutes each, so we're... Mm-hmm.
Or at least until bats arrive.
We want to play our darn songs, you know.
Yeah. So. What are you going to play? We got enough time for about a 3 or 4 minute song, John.
Well, let's see if I can get this in. I can see by your tears down through the year, you still hear the call of the blue. I can see by your face, it's a lonely old place. You've gone and gotten into. Well, I've got this smile I've had for a while. It ain't exactly brand new. It's no wicked grin, and it's good and warning, and I'd like to give it to you. Through trouble and pain, through wind and through rain, I think it will fit you just right. When you gave it to me, well, I couldn't be free. Now I'm standing right here in your light. When your life's upside down, it might look like a frown. Depends on how you wanna see. So here's looking at you, and when I'm upside down too, well, it looks like you're smiling to me. I can see by your tears all through the year, you still hear the call of the blue. I can see by your face, it's a lonely old place you've gone and gotten into. Well, I've got this smile I've had for a while. It ain't exactly brand new. It's no wicked grin, and it's good and warning, and I'd like to give it to you.
John Hyatt on Rockin' Roots here at WKY Lexington. Tell us, what is that song, John?
It's called No Wicked Grin. It's on the new record.
And that new record is called?
Mystic Pinball. It's coming out September 25th. Get you a copy.